Culture 1. Page 102. Reading. Read the article, then do the exercise below.
Names around the world. India. In Hinduism, naming a baby is considered a sacred and important task, since the baby's luck in life will depend on its name. For this reason, parents never decide on a name alone. They ask experts to choose a name according to Hindu astrology. The first letter of a name is considered especially important. Until recent times, this method was only used by Hindus, but today, anyone looking for a lucky name for their baby can consult a Hindu astrologer online. The UK. In medieval England, people changed their surnames whenever they felt like it. By the 15th century, however, surnames became permanent and were passed on from generation to generation. If you lived during that era, how would you choose a surname? Quite often, the name your neighbours gave you simply stuck. This might be your father's first name, usually with S or son added, Richardson. You might be named for the place you came from, Kent, or your occupation, gardener. A nickname might be invented to describe your appearance or personality. Today, if your surname is Redhead, you know you had a red-haired ancestor. And if it's Doolittle, someone in your family was lazy. Iceland. Icelandic surnames are formed according to the old Viking tradition. The father's first name, with son added for boys, or dottir, daughter, for girls. This can be very confusing, since family members have several surnames. For example, if John Helgason and Margaret Magnusdottir have a son, his surname will be Johnson. Their daughter's surname will be Johnsdottir. Four different surnames in the same family. It's not surprising that everyone in Iceland, including the president, is known by his or her first name, and no one ever uses Mr. or Mrs. Even phone directories list people by their first names.